Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Excellent Advice for Living by Kevin Kelly, a treasure trove of wisdom succinctly captured in 450 aphorisms designed to enrich your life. Spanning an array of topics from parenting and travel to survival and success, this book offers a smorgasbord of insights that invite readers to absorb and apply its lessons in bite-sized, easily digestible portions. Kevin Kelly, a visionary and senior maverick at the co-founded Wired magazine in 1993, brings his extensive experience and deep understanding of technology and future trends to the table. With notable works like The Inevitable and What Technology Wants, his writing has graced the pages of prestigious publications such as The Economist, The New York Times, Science, Time, and The Wall Street Journal, marking him as a distinguished voice in understanding the nuances of living a fulfilled life. Excellent Advice for Living is not just a book. It's a guide for anyone at any stage of life. Whether you are a young person about to enter college or the workforce, an individual embarking on the journey of starting a family, or someone older seeking a rejuvenating spark of inspiration, this book holds timeless wisdom applicable to all. Join us as we explore the breadth of knowledge that Kevin Kelly has to offer, providing a roadmap to navigating life's twists and turns with grace and wisdom. Excellent Advice for Living. Wisdom I Wish I'd Known Earlier. Introduction. Unlock the secrets to a flourishing life with timeless wisdom. When Kevin Kelly ushered in his 68th year, he embarked on a unique project, a mission to distill the essence of the insights he wished he'd stumbled upon in his youth. Visualize this endeavor not just as an act of self-reflection, but as a heartfelt inheritance intended for his offspring, now stepping into adulthood. But, as these things often do, what started as a modest collection blossomed into something far more extensive and compelling. A vibrant mosaic of 450 pieces of wisdom. Here we delve into a hand-picked selection of these gems, each with the potential to steer you closer to a life brimming with excellence. Kelly's collection is not about staking a claim to originality. Rather, it's an invitation to a shared human experience, a testament to the collective wisdom that has guided generations. They stand as signposts, illuminating the often meandering path to a fulfilling life. Imagine each piece of advice as a seed, seemingly small and simple, yet harboring the potential to grow into something magnificent. Kelly doesn't instruct us on how precisely to nurture these seeds. Instead, he encourages a personal journey of discovery, where you adapt each pearl of wisdom to the contours of your own life. What resonates today may shift tomorrow, and that's perfectly okay. This dynamic collection is designed to accompany you at various crossroads, offering insights tailored to the moment's needs. It's a smorgasbord of wisdom, where you're invited to fill your metaphorical pockets with proverbs that strike a chord, leaving room to revisit or replace them as your journey unfolds. Embrace this opportunity to sift through Kelly's curated insights, selecting those that spark a light within. As you forge ahead towards an enriched existence, let this be your guide, a compass pointing towards paths less trodden but more rewarding. Remember, the journey to excellence is perpetual, paved with the wisdom of those who've walked before us, inviting exploration, one thoughtful step at a time. Part 1: The Art of Mastering Human Connections. Life's journey is rarely a solitary one. Even if you're not mingling in bustling city streets, interactions with those around you are inevitable. The art of fostering positive relationships can thus play a pivotal role in navigating the complexities of life with grace and ease. Imagine the power of making someone feel genuinely acknowledged upon your first meeting. A simple gesture, such as repeating their name, "It's a pleasure to meet you, John," or "Hello, Maria, how are you?" can bridge gaps between strangers, transforming fleeting encounters into memorable connections. This act of recognition, seemingly small, holds the profound ability to make someone feel valued and seen. On the flip side, when paths cross again with someone you've met previously, a dash of humility goes a long way. Offering a reintroduction, even with familiar faces, "Hello, Anna, I'm Kevin Kelly," dismantles any awkwardness spurred by fleeting memories, inviting a warmer engagement from the get-go. In the realm of conversation, the secret to leaving a lasting impression is not in the eloquence of your speech, but the depth of your listening. Attune yourself to not just the words, but the emotions and intentions woven between them. Speaking less and listening more often strikes the perfect balance, allowing wisdom and understanding to flourish. When you do find words tumbling from your lips, filter them through three timeless criteria: truth, necessity, and kindness. This trio of guidelines ensures that your contributions uplift rather than burden, fostering an environment where mutual respect and understanding can thrive. Embracing generosity in your interactions enriches the tapestry of human connections. Yet, when it comes to commitments and promises, a touch of restraint is golden. It's far better to offer a sincere no up front than to retract a yes down the line, which can leave scars on trust and reliability. Remember, a polite refusal is not just acceptable, but often appreciated for its honesty and respect for boundaries. Navigating the intricate dance of human relationships with these principles can transform everyday encounters into a rich mosaic of meaningful connections, laying down the stones on your path to a more harmonious and fulfilling life. Part 2. Navigating the Voyage of Parenthood. The decision to embark on the journey of parenthood is one that shapes not just individual destinies, but the fabric of society itself. For those who have ventured down this path or are contemplating it, the experience is a mosaic of trials and triumphs. Kevin Kelly, through the lens of his own parenting adventures, offers sage guidance for those navigating the complex terrain of raising the next generation. At the heart of effective parenting, somewhat paradoxically, lies the strength of the bond between partners. This foundational relationship sets the stage for a nurturing family environment, modeling the dynamics of love and respect that are crucial for a child's sense of security and belonging. This mutual support system not only enriches the partnership, but also creates a robust framework for children to thrive within. Equally surprising to some may be the importance of establishing clear rules and boundaries. Contrary to the fears of stifling creativity or independence, well-defined rules actually offer children a sense of stability and safety. Phrasing these guidelines as family-specific norms, like, "In our family, we have a rule for XYZ," can instill a sense of identity and belonging, providing a clear moral compass for children to navigate their worlds. Another pillar of creating a nurturing family environment is the integration of rituals into daily life. Whether it's shared meals, weekend outings, or bedtime stories, these consistent practices are less about the activity itself and more about the meaning and stability they convey. By emphasizing device-free interactions, these moments become precious opportunities for connection and growth, nurturing the child's emotional and psychological well-being. In an era where material abundance often overshadows emotional availability, Kelly advises a recalibration of priorities. Enhance the time spent with your children and reduce the financial expenditure on them. The enduring value of shared experiences far exceeds that of material gifts. Activities like reading together not only foster a love for learning, but also deepen the emotional bond between parent and child. Lastly, when faced with a child's uncertainty about a decision, the window opens not for imposition, but for empowerment. Encouraging them to voice their desires and supporting their autonomy plants the seeds of confidence and independence. Often, the most profound guidance we can offer is to mirror back their own instincts, affirming their capability to navigate their choices. Through these insights, Kelly illuminates the path to parenting that is both intentional and deeply connected, reminding us that the essence of raising children lies in the quality of the relationships we cultivate, both with our partners and with our children themselves. Part 3. embarking on the ultimate adventure, travel with purpose. There's a unique magic that accompanies the act of travel, an unparalleled delight in discovering new sights, sounds, and stories. It's a rendezvous with the unknown that rejuvenates the soul and broadens the mind. As you contemplate your next journey, consider weaving your personal passions into the fabric of your destination. Imagine choosing your next travel location not by its popularity, but by how closely it aligns with your interests. Are you captivated by the elegance of calligraphy? China or Japan could be the canvas for your curiosity. Fascinated by the French language? You have 29 countries to choose from where the linguistic melodies of French fill the air. Or perhaps you're nurturing a young wizard's dreams in a family of Harry Potter enthusiasts. The mystic landscapes of Scotland and England await. But what about venturing into the truly unknown? Selecting a destination with no prior knowledge can transform your journey into an authentic exploration, free from the shackles of expectation. Safety should always be a compass, guiding your choices. But within that realm, let curiosity be your map. As you chart your course, consider beginning your odyssey in a remote locale, gradually transitioning to bustling hubs. This strategic approach not only deepens your initial encounter with the destination, but also smoothens your re-entry to the familiar grooves of home life. Packing, an often overlooked art, carries its own wisdom. Regardless of destination, an extra layer for warmth is a silent ally against the chills of night or the breath of the Arctic. To dodge the common mishap of leaving items behind, try an open visibility approach. Keep belongings in view and clustered. A simple trick, like grouping items to create a visual reminder, diminishes the odds of forgetting something important. Finally, embracing the spirit of adventure doesn't necessitate distant travel. Local exploration, through the eyes of a visitor, can unveil hidden treasures right in your own backyard. Grabbing the latest guidebook of your city or town and committing to a weekend of discovery can stir a sense of wonder and appreciation as profound as any encountered in far-off lands. Through these lenses, travel transcends being merely an escape, evolving into a deeply personal chapter of your life's story. Whether it's following the call of your hobbies to new lands, stepping boldly into the uncharted, or rediscovering the beauty of familiar places, each journey etches its wisdom into the very core of your being. Part 4. The Blueprint for Navigating Life's Challenges. At the core of our very being, survival pulsates as an instinct as ancient as time itself. In the modern mosaic of existence, the shape of survival has morphed, now intertwined with seeking acceptance and navigating societal norms rather than eluding the jaws of prehistoric predators. Yet, the unexpected looms around corners, reminding us of the importance of being prepared for anything life throws our way. Embarking on this journey of preparedness, let us first turn our attention to a foundation stone of well-being, sleep. In a world that never sleeps, embracing the sanctity of our own rest becomes a radical act of self-care. The advice is clear. Prioritize quality slumber, recognizing that a robust sleep schedule isn't just a luxury, but a necessity for thriving. Investing in a comfortable bed is, in essence, investing in a third of your life's quality, considering the average human's time spent in repose. When daylight hours bring lethargy or mental fog, consider the humble nap as a powerful tool for rejuvenation. A brief 20-minute rest can reset your system, offering a burst of vitality that outweighs any fleeting judgments cast by others. Beyond the sanctity of sleep, survival in today's world requires a keen awareness of one's environment. Make it a practice to locate emergency exits and pathways in unfamiliar spaces, a habit that takes but a moment yet could be life-saving in critical situations. Should you find yourself in the aftermath of an emergency, the principle of three becomes your beacon for signaling distress. Three shouts, blasts, or flashes serve as a universal call for help. In scenarios involving vehicles, the safety of staying within the car often surpasses the risks of the roadside. However, when stripped to the bare essentials of survival, the hierarchy of needs shifts unexpectedly. Before the quest for food and water comes the imperative for shelter, from the blazing sun or the biting cold. The rule of threes eloquently captures this priority. 3 hours without shelter, 3 days without water, and 3 weeks without food. Mark the stark timelines of human endurance, navigating the path of life with its peaks of joy and shadows of adversity, calls for a blend of preparedness, respect for our primal needs, and an adaptable mindset. Embracing these principles not only fortifies us against the unforeseen, but also enriches our journey through the everyday, a testament to the enduring human spirit. Part 5. Carving out success by embracing the unique. Beneath the surface of our primal instincts for survival thrives a modern impulse to seek success. Yet, according to Kelly, success doesn't mean outshining everyone else in the room. It's about being the only one in the room who can do what you do. The richest fields of opportunity aren't in the overcrowded valleys, but in the unexplored territories that stretch beyond them. But how does one chart a course into these uncharted territories? The quest begins in the unlikeliest of places, your childhood. Recall the things that set you apart as a child, the hobbies or obsessions that your peers couldn't quite understand. Perhaps you lost hours to assembling Lego masterpieces, or your notebooks were filled with sketches rather than notes, or maybe the night sky was a canvas to your imagination, every star a point in your constellation of dreams. These unique sparks of weirdness from your childhood hold clues, not conclusive answers, to your distinct path. They invite you to probe the depths of these peculiarities to find where they cross paths with other seemingly unrelated interests or skills. It's within these intersections that often lies the novelty that captures the imagination of others. Should the idea of delving into the obscure seem daunting, there's another approach: experimental iterations of more traditional paths. This means being open to exploration and freeing yourself from the confines of a fixed definition of success. History tells us that our first attempts are seldom our best. Excellence lies hidden behind layers of the ordinary and subpar, waiting to be unveiled by those willing to persevere. Such a journey necessitates not just sporadic bursts of inspiration, but a steady, unwavering dedication to the process, hypothesizing, experimenting, faltering, refining, and, most importantly, persisting. The true value comes from showing up, especially on the days when motivation ebbs and the path forward seems clouded. In moments of doubt, shift your gaze from the daunting peaks ahead to the trail behind. Recognize and celebrate the distance you've traversed. Focusing only on the summit can overshadow the significance of the journey itself. Success, in its truest sense, is not a destination to be reached, but a landscape to be explored. This perspective invites a reimagining of success, not as a race against others, but as a personal expedition into uncharted territories of our own uniqueness. It is in these ventures into the unknown that an excellent life is forged, step by step, day by day, celebrating both the grand vistas and the small victories along the way. Final summary. In the whirlwind of modern existence, where complexity seems to be the only constant, there lies a beacon of clarity in the form of enduring truths. These pearls of wisdom offer guidance, shedding light on a path that, while not devoid of challenges, can be navigated with a measure of foresight and preparation. The journey towards a richer, more fulfilling life is a mosaic made up of countless decisions, interactions, and experiences. It's a path that, while unique for each traveler, is strewn with universal signposts, insights that remind us of the collective wisdom inherited through generations. Consider this compilation not just a resource, but a steadfast companion on your voyage through life. It's a trove of advice, ready to be revisited, pondered, and applied as you chart your course through the inevitable ebbs and flows of existence. As you proceed forward, embracing the adventure that life is, remember that the journey itself is where the essence of living truly unfolds. The wisdom captured here distilled from the vast experiences and reflections of those who've walked this path before, serves as a guiding light, illuminating the way toward a life marked not just by surviving, but by thriving. So arm yourself with these insights and set forth with confidence and purpose. The path ahead is rich with possibility, waiting to be explored. Bon voyage, fellow traveler, as you embark on this great expedition of life. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.